The 145th running of the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow, and the early favorite has been sidelined. Omaha Beach was scratched yesterday because of a breathing problem. The horse's owner also owned Eight Bells, who finished second in the Derby in 2008, but fractured both of her front ankles in that race and was euthanized on the track. A spate of dying racehorses has overshadowed this year's race. The Louisville Courier-Journal reported in March that 43 thoroughbreds have died due to racing injuries at Churchill Downs since 2016. And you may remember the deaths of 23 horses at the Santa Anita racetrack in Southern California since late December. Caitlin McGlade is with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting. She joins us now from Louisville. And Caitlin, start with Omaha Beach. What happened to that horse that was the favorite to win?
So the horse ended up having entrapped epiglottis, which is a throat problem that strains breathing. Basically, it causes coughing, other sounds while the horses are breathing, and they can't exercise when they have this. So it's not really life-threatening typically, but the horse will be sidelined for about 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, so not life-threatening, but other horses around the country have not been so lucky. As we mentioned, 23 horses died at Santa Anita since late December. What do you think's driving all of this, this apparent increase in horses getting injured and dying at racetracks?
I think people are trying to figure that out right now. The LA District Attorney's Office and the California Horse Racing Board are investigating what happened at Santa Anita. There's speculation that it's a combination of track surface issues and pressure to fill the fields and problems with medications. But there have been headlines in other places about spiking horse deaths, and including here in Kentucky, which is actually expected to top the national average in horse deaths. We don't know why. The state's equine medical director hasn't found anything remarkable about the horses that have died here in Kentucky. And that's according to the Pollock Report, which is a trade publication here on the horse industry.
Is there any clearinghouse across the country that each racetrack would have to report this information to so that there can be some kind of oversight?
So there is the Jockey Club, which is the breed registry for thoroughbred horses. And if you go on the Jockey Club's website, you can see where the 25 tracks that have published their numbers specifically put those up there. But less than half the tracks on their website do publish these numbers, and Churchill Downs is not one of them. So it really varies state by state whether or not racetracks are required to publicly report these things. It, New York, for example, is sort of the opposite. They post a database with a ton of details, the name of the horse, the jockey, the trainer, a description of what happened, if the horse died or how he or she was injured and where and what date. But yeah, conversely, in Kentucky, the home of the Kentucky Derby, the equine medical director said there are no public records that wholly identify the horses that have died in races.
Okay, well, there is a bill before Congress called the Horse Racing Integrity Act that would try to address some of these issues that we've been talking about. Can you tell us more about what it would do?
So the Horse Racing Integrity Act is actually mostly about medication. So there is no central government authority overseeing horse racing in America. It's sort of like a patchwork of rules around the country. And so this bill would essentially create an independent body that would be comprised of 6 people with expertise in horse racing and 6 people from the United States Anti-Doping Agency. That's the same agency that oversees the U.S. Olympics. So it would develop rules on medication, testing procedures, and penalties for breaking rules. And it's backed by groups like the Breeders' Cup and the Jockey Club. And it's also a bipartisan bill sponsored by Republican Paul Tonko, a Democrat from New York, and Andy Barr from Kentucky, who's a Republican.
Do you get the feeling that the industry knows it has a problem on its hands? I mean, look, we're about to have the most famous horse race in the country, and yet this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, there is a coalition that involves Churchill Downs, the home of the Kentucky Derby, that is actually working on phasing out this drug that's controversial called Lasix. It keeps horses from having exercise-induced pulmonary hemorrhages. So that's when they're racing so hard that their lungs bleed and they bleed out of their noses. If they bleed 4 times in 1 year, they're never allowed to race again. So there's a big incentive for trainers to use it. But the side effect is that it's a diuretic, and horses drop about 25 pounds of water weight when they're on it. And critics say it can mask other serious health conditions and even give the horses that are on it an advantage over horses that are not on it.
That's Caitlin McGlade. She's a reporter with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting in Louisville. Caitlin, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.